been downtown in business for 35 years, and I'm not happy with what's going on. And if I move to the next block, how do I know that this isn't going to happen again? Because I don't think we have a very good vision for downtown Glenwood Springs.
Cheryl Gay owns Jewels and Gems, one of seven businesses on the 900 block of Grant Avenue in Glenwood Springs that is facing eviction from A&B Bank. Gay and other local citizens spoke to the Glenwood Springs Planning and Zoning Commission Tuesday night about why A&B's application should be denied.
I think, like the other people, this is totally wrong. Why do we have eight banks in downtown Glenwood on Grand Avenue? You know, we put a moratorium on pot shops, but at least the pot shops brought tourists into downtown Glenwood. I have a friend that said maybe we should change the name to Bankwood.
They got their wish after a presentation from A&B Bank and about an hour and a half discussion. Commissioner Tim Malloy voiced concern about how the bank building did not conform to specific city design standards or parts of the comprehensive plan. He said it was a bland knockoff of any other bank found in suburban communities across the country. It did not create a pedestrian-friendly space, nor did the building promote tourism and diversity.
I think in the last year or two that I've been on this commission, I've seen like six pot shops and three banks. And I have to admit that I have a certain amount of fatigue on this front.
He added that the building didn't preserve Glenwood's small-town character and the vibrancy of the downtown core.
Well, I find nothing vibrant about this proposal whatsoever. And as far as the commercial success of downtown core, I think that this is just another bank in a sea of banks.
It was a unanimous decision to deny the application despite city staff's recommendation for approval. But A&B Bank in June offered to pay rents for the next year for the seven businesses in that block. Contrary to what tenants told KDNK last month, the eviction date was pushed back until May 2020. A&B Representative Bob Matucci told KDNK what happened.
I bought the building in October, and I came up and met with them later on in the year, and then in 2019. I talked to them, and they just didn't feel like they had sufficient time to find new locations. And also because a lot of the retailers rely on the holidays, you know, Christmas, New Year's, those things. And so after meeting with them and talking to them, I thought that we should give them a greater time and opportunity to find a new location.
He says paying rents for the year will help businesses save money, but he doesn't know what will happen next.
We've terminated the leases. They end on May 31st of 2020. We made significant modifications to the building design to comply to the code. So I guess we'll see what we do.
Commission Chair Marco Dem told the public that the present building on the 900 block of Grand will most likely come down at some point. He encouraged business owners and the bank to discuss options. Cheryl Gay told KDNK that she plans to talk to A&B about making retail space available should the bank decide to reapply. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.